begin by with the Pledge of the Flag led by Mr. Gonzalez.
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So typically when we have students in the house as part of the presentation, we juggle the agenda slightly and move them to the top of the list. And so we will adjust our agenda slightly tonight, and I will call forward Lorena Sanchez, the Executive Director of K-12 and Educational Services.
Good evening, President Hardin, members of the board, Superintendent Maffey, staff, and guests. On Saturday, March 17th, we celebrated the 40th annual First Impression Student Art Exhibit. Approximately 600 students were recognized for their artwork, which represented multiple art categories, including but not limited to drawing and painting, ceramics, sculpture, photography, digital art, and animation. This event is symbolic as it represents 4 decades of commitment and conveys the high value that the Garden Grove Unified School District, with the support of the board, places on the arts. Thanks to this commitment, visual and performing arts not only help our students to accomplish academic aspects of goal number 1, but also help with addressing goal number 2, to develop personal skills and motivational skills. Stacy Harris, our coordinator of visual and performing arts, will now introduce staff and amazing staff and students who played an important role in First Impressions. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Sanchez. Good evening, and thank you for having us here tonight to recognize some of our outstanding students and teachers. Before we present a few of our students to you that were featured in the show this past weekend, I would like to start by introducing Matt Franklin. Matt is the teacher on special assignment in the Visual and Performing Arts Office and was responsible for coordinating the entire art exhibit from start to finish, including the jurying of the artwork, all the way through to the design and the setup of the gallery. Matt had great support from a number of people, including the Don Wash Auditorium staff and a large number of our art teachers across the district that volunteered their time to help in this process. I'd like to thank Matt for his tremendous work on this year's art show. At this time, I'd like to ask all of our student artists and their teachers and principals that are here with them tonight to come and line up over on the side of the room, as we discussed earlier. Each year, students in grades pre-K through 12 submit artwork to be juried for First Impressions. Tonight, I am proud to be here to present to you 7 students chosen for special recognition for our 40th anniversary show. The first student I am presenting tonight is Marvin Quintanilla. So Marvin, will you please come up? Marvin's work was chosen for our cover artwork for the program and the posters for First Impressions. So you can see his ceramic pot there, as well as the poster, which is a copy of what was on our programs as well for this year. Marvin is in the 12th grade and attends Rancho Alamitos High School. His art teacher is Karen Doles, and the principal at Rancho Alamitos is Mary Jane Hibbard. Tonight, Marvin is joined by his mother, Rosa Quintanilla, and his sister, Candy Quintanilla. Marvin's artwork is the piece that you see on the poster. It is a ceramic pottery entitled Textural Vase. In the past, we have mostly featured 2D pieces on the cover, so it was exciting to feature such a striking 3D piece this year. Marvin's exceptional technique throwing this vase on the potter's wheel, along with his choices to add texture and depth with the handmade circular patterns, made this a standout piece of art. Tonight, Marvin will be presented, along with his teacher and his principal, with a copy of this year's poster to keep for themselves. Please allow me to present Marvin Quintanilla, our cover artwork artist for this year's show.
Okay.
Because they're moving.
So we're going to go ahead and take pictures, I think, right now, since we have to move pieces in and out. So do you guys want to take pictures of them, too?
Okay.
And Marvin's family, if you want to come forward to be in the picture as well, please go ahead and come forward.
Family out here.
Congratulations, Margaret.
The next student I'd like to call up is Kaylee Ho while we're changing out our art. Kaylee is the recipient of our Mayor's Award. Kaylee is in the fourth grade and she attends Murdy Elementary School. Her art teacher is Gloria Wargo and the principal at Murdy is Marcy Griffith. She's here tonight with her parents, Jessica Lamb and Alan Ho, and with a special guest, a pre-K and kinder teacher, Jamie Grantham, and her sister, Kaylana Ho. Oh, Kaylee's artwork is right in front of us now. It is entitled The Spiral of Color. It is a monoprint with hand-carved stamps that created a variety of textures. Kaylee's use of primary colors is quite pleasing to the viewer's eyes and caught the attention of our panel. Kaylee was presented her award from Garden Grove City Council member John O'Neill. Please allow me to present the winner of the Mayor's Award, Kaylee Ho. The recipient, I'm sorry, I should probably wave. The recipient of the PK Best in Show Award is Olivia Tran. Olivia. Olivia is a fifth grader at Creo Elementary. Her art instructor is Tish Wong, and the principal at Creo is Kim Croyer. And she is joined tonight by her parents, Tao and Cao Tran, and her sister, Lam Tran. Olivia's piece is the painting of the rooster that you see in front of you, entitled Cock-a-Doodle. It was created with both oil pastel and acrylic paint, and it was that combination, along with the warm colors of the bird contrasting with the cool colors of the background, that made Olivia's piece stand out. Olivia was presented her award on Saturday from trustee Terry Rocco. Please allow me to present the winner of our PK Best in Show Award, Olivia Tran. The recipient of our Superintendent's Award is Juan Tran. Juan is currently a freshman at Rancho Alamitos High School, but he completed this piece last year as an eighth grader at Alamitos Intermediate. His art instructor at the time was Rob Wyman, and the principal at Alamitos is Christine Fluhoft. Juan is joined here tonight by his father, Ton Tran. Juan's piece uses charcoal on white paper of an old Wells Fargo ad. One of the techniques that stood out about this piece was his use of an X-Acto knife for detail and texture. Juan was presented his award by our superintendent, Dr. Gabriella Maffi. Please allow me to present the winner of our superintendent's award, Juan Tran. Thank you. recipient of our 7-8 Best in Show Award is Tiara Murdoch. Tiara, please come up. Tiara is an 8th grader at Fitz Intermediate School. Her art instructor is Kelly Snedden, and the principal at Fitz is Michelle Repscher. Tiara is joined tonight by her parents, Myra and Joseph Murdoch. Tiara's piece is entitled Purple Guy. This portrait was created with watercolor crayon and stands out due to Tiara's ability to utilize such a fluid and loose technique. Let me try that again. Loose and fluid technique, not with the words, with the art. Tiara's ability to utilize loose and fluid technique for an artist of her age. There we go. Tiara was presented her award on Saturday from trustee Terry Rocco. Please allow me to present the winner of our 7-8 Best in Show Award, Tiara Murdoch. Recipient of our President of the School Board Award is Jackie Yen. Jackie is a 12th grader at Bolsa Grande High School. Her art instructor is Mindy Sherry, and the principal at Bolsa Grande is Louise Milner. And Jackie is joined here tonight by her father, Xu Yen, and her uncle, Xu Pi. Jackie's piece is this triptych entitled Children of Ethnic Minorities. It was created using oil paint and gold leaf. The piece stands out not only for its exceptional technical expertise, but also for Jackie's ability to capture such expressiveness, particularly in the eyes of each child she painted. This piece is part of Jackie's AP portfolio and is a study of suffering children caused by global issues who manage to endure and maintain their vulnerability, innocence, and purity. Jackie was presented her award from our school board president, Trustee Bob Harden. Please allow me to present the winner of the President of the School Board Award, Jackie Yen. Final student I'm presenting tonight is the recipient of our 912 Best in Show Award, Tammy Ha. Tammy? Tammy's piece is the papier-mâché sculpture that Matt will have up here in a moment. I think he's doing a very nice job. And it is entitled Kazane. Tammy is an 11th grader at Los Amigos High School. Her art instructor is Eric Kiwakani, and the principal at Los Amigos is Vicky Braddock. And Tammy is joined tonight here by her parents, Jasmine Nin and Mike Ha. Tammy demonstrated exceptional technique and the ability to create delicate details in this piece, and I would encourage you to come up and look very closely later. The way that she captured motion, which is rather difficult to do, made it a standout piece this year. Tammy was presented her award from our school board vice president, Trustee Lun Nguyen. Please allow me to present the winner of the 912 Best in Show Award, Tammy Ha. have one more round of applause for all of our wonderful artists this evening. I would like to thank the board for your continued support of our visual performing arts programs and for having us here tonight to celebrate these exceptional students. Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Now, I know everybody would love to stay and stay with us and listen to us debate some of the topics that are on the agenda tonight. But when we have students in the house, we give you the option. Please feel free. And we're going to break for a couple of minutes so that you, if you'd like to leave, if you have homework or whatever, yeah, please feel free to head on out as we go into break. We'll take about a 5-minute recess to allow people to file out. And again, you're welcome to stay with us, but we understand if you'd prefer to leave. So we'll break for 5 minutes here. And we'll go back to the top of our agenda and begin with public comments. And I believe we have two members of the public that wish to address the board this evening. I think you're both familiar with the rules, but let me go through them once again. You have 3 minutes to address the board. There's a timer on this wall. The light will go from green to yellow to red. You'll hear beeping when your 3 minutes is up. So we'd ask you to limit your comments to those 3 minutes. The board will not be taking any action on any item that's brought to the board this evening, but we may direct staff to do research or to come back to the board with information based on comments we hear here. So with that, I want to call forward the first guest tonight, and that would be Lupe Lopez.
Thank you, and hello everybody. And I know that we're missing an individual, one of our board members, and hello, and you see me here a couple weeks ago. I just wanted to let you know that, and good evening to all everyone in the audience, that I did mention that there was going to be a California Indian Conference, and this year it was in Los Angeles, and I did attend, and I had a chance to have, there was a dinner, and Tom Tarlexcon was the speaker, and I had a chance to have a meeting with him, and I let him know about some of the things that I was doing. He wanted to know where I was from, and I said, here, Garden Grove Unified School District, and he said, well, what's going on in Garden Grove? And I said, well, Tom, he's a state superintendent of here in California of public education, and I said, well, Tom, this is what I'm doing. You spoke that evening, and you're a big supporter of Indian education. I'm a parent, I'm a voter here in Garden Grove, and we don't have any education in Garden Grove. He says, well, can you, I said, and I'm going to the school board meeting on Tuesday on the 20th, and he says, can you send the school board members a message from me? And I said, sure, Tom, what is it? He says, let them know that I support Indian education, and let them know that they need to get on the ball with it and get Indian education Title VI program in the Garden Grove Unified School District. So he gave me his contact and also spoke with the staff. And so we have even the state superintendent's support. And I also got information from Cindra Weber, who is Native American Program Secondary Education at the San Bernardino City Unified School District. The reason why I'm gonna give you her card, and she's aware that I'm giving you her card, is for you to outreach. I gave you the information for LA Unified School District just to outreach and find out what Indian education is about. How do they go through the process of getting Title VI funding? No one's called them. It's been 2 weeks. And now I'm giving you another secondary person who says, Lupe, give them my number. I would be glad to help. It's money not out of your district's pocket. It's federal monies for our Indian children. Our Indian kids are the lowest numbers that are getting into college. Our Indian kids are not making it out of high school. And so this is a federal funding for our kids that's not costing you. And so how can you, you know, you're supporting an inequity here. Let's have our children, our Native children, that access to education at a higher level. This is a great program for our children. And I say to you, just as Tom says, he supports it. And my second thing, and I'm sorry, is that we're looking for Indigenous Peoples Day as a school calendar. Thank you.
Okay. So let me address one thing there, and that is based on your visit 2 weeks ago, we have asked staff to look into eligibility for Title VI funds. There are eligibility requirements to receive those funds, and we have directed staff to go take a look and see if we are eligible.
I just spoke to her. She said she was in it. We had to get a phone call from whoever. I think the best thing to do is contact Title VI program directors, and they will let you know. Mm-hmm. I'm asking you to do that. So again, this is the second part of the call, mm-hmm. So please do so. I really appreciate it. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And he knows who I'm going to call next. So that's Demian Garcia Monroy. Mr. Monroy, podium's yours.
Okay. Hello. Thank you, everybody, for having me, President of the Board and Board of Trustees, community. My name is Demian Garcia Monroy, and I'm going to try and get through this. I didn't plan too much tonight. I have a lot of information. First of all, I want to endorse what Lupe Lopez is trying to do. We're actually known each other for well over 20 years, been working in the community. So I want to first thank Garden Grove Unified School District for Latinos Unidos Culture Night. My family had a blast, and no secret, the board also had a blast, the board members that were there, and many of the staff, but the families, it was just, it was an amazing night. My girls were dancing. We really love dance. Hopefully at some point we could do something like that down the line, probably through CAC, maybe something for our special needs kiddos and their parents. That would be great. OC Autism's Light It Up Blue is coming up April 14th. I don't have a flyer because there's no flyer yet. April 14th, 6 to 8 at the Village Green, you know, right where the clock tower is. So we're going to light that up blue. And we've enjoyed a lot of support from the Garden Grove Unified School District. We'd really appreciate the continued support with volunteers and also with parent outreach, letting parents know about the event. So thank you very much if we could continue getting that type of support. Thank you. Also want to talk about the CERT program, the Community Emergency Response Team. Last year around this time, I also talked about the CERT. And I know the district is always being asked to take on a lot, but I think it's really important to have people at the schools who are trained in community emergency response. And so if we could work with maybe some of the like the classified union, the teachers unions, or just through the district or however, to try and get parents to sign up for the CERT. Last year, I tried to help with some of the recruitment and, you know, probably due to city cutbacks and so forth, there wasn't enough outreach, there was no classes for CERT. So if this continues, you know how things happen in the world of politics, things get cut. So this is an incredible program. I don't want to see cut. So please help us out. Get some people in the CERT program. It'll help prepare us for a catastrophe, especially, you know, with our children being in, you know, in your care. And I want to thank the Special Education Department for their leadership in working with the CAC, bringing some wonderful workshops through TASC, and really empowering the parents, and like Matthew and Ms. Molly Fultz, Dr. Lambert, being there for the parents in case they have questions, concerns, and even our trustee Terry Roque was there. So I really want to thank the district for that partnership. Thank you very much, everyone.
All right, thank you. He's quite a dancer, by the way.
So are you.
I want to say one more thing. I finally figured out the criteria for your student trustees, which is to outdress the already well-dressed.
Oh, that's
You're
good.
You're turning red, Jesse.
He is turning a little red, isn't he? All right, next item of business is approval of the minutes for the regular board meeting of March 6th. Any questions or comments on the minutes? Call the vote.
Yes.
Mrs. Rocco. Aye.
Aye.
And Mr. Hart.
Aye. Okay, next up, public hearings, presentations, and reports. First is a public hearing on the initial contract proposals from GGEA, the Garden Grove Education Association, our teachers. We'll call it public hearing to order. Is there anybody who wishes to speak specifically to the topic of the proposal presented by GGEA to the district? Going once. And we'll call the public hearing. Seeing no one wishes to address the board on this topic, that's it. Let's move on to next piece of business. Presentations, and I believe we have initial proposals from a couple of our bargaining units tonight. So let's start with the Garden Grove Pupil Personnel Services Association.
Good evening, President Hardin, board members, Dr. Maffey, staff, and guests. My name is Lindsay Padgett, and I'm the president of the Garden Grove Personnel People Association, Services Association. And it is my pleasure to present to you tonight the bargaining proposal for the 2018-2019 school year. And we look forward to all the collaborative negotiations in the future. And on your list you have the topics that we'd like to propose for next year, so like workplace safety, hours of employment, the evaluation and transfer procedures, and wages. So again, I'd like to thank you guys for your support of our association and the consideration of our proposal. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Next up is the supervisory unit.
Good evening, President Hardin, board members, Dr. Maffey, cabinet members, and guests. It is my pleasure as Vice President of the Supervisory Unit to share with you the articles we will be opening in the 2018-2019 negotiations. Article 9, leaves, Article 10, health and welfare benefits, and Article 11, wages. As always, we're looking forward to finding an amicable conclusion and wish all of you a good evening.
Okay, thank you. And we have one more presentation this evening. At this time, I'd like to call up Abby Malone, our public information officer.
Good evening, board, President Hardin, board of education trustees, staff, and community. I am pleased to recognize two outstanding employees for March Employee of the Month recognition. As you know, our district is filled with amazing employees, but these two definitely stand out. GGUSD's Employee of the Month program is designed to recognize employees who put others first, go above and beyond to make a difference in their role, carry out each day with a positive attitude and a strong work ethic, and demonstrate innovation, leadership, and passion for their job. At this time, I'd like to call up Raul Campos, our Classified Employee of the Month. So Raul currently serves as a lead intensive behavior intervention assistant, supporting all crisis intervention at the district's STRIVE program, which provides social, emotional, and behavior support to students in 4th through 12th grade. He joined the district in 2005 and has worked as an instructional aide in Spanish at Riverdale Elementary, instructional assistant 2 in special education at Post Elementary, IBI assistant, and now lead IBI assistant. Raul was nominated for this recognition by a colleague who said he's a team player, very supportive to his staff and colleagues, and always goes above and beyond for students. His colleague said he is an excellent leader and provides wonderful trainings in regards to behavior management programming to ensure students have the greatest access to instruction possible. Raul is always willing to travel to school sites to support teachers and administrators with students who demonstrate behavioral challenges. Raul said what he loves most about his job is being able to bring about positive change with students. He enjoys being a role model and letting students know that they are able to succeed when they invest in themselves. We had to make special arrangements for Raul to join us tonight because he is currently enrolled at California State University Long Beach as part of a grant-funded California Classified School Employee Teacher Credentialing Program that we're offering. Congratulations, Raul, and we'll do photos in a moment. And now I'd like to recognize Sue Blanford, our certificated employee of the month. Sue is a teacher and the AVID coordinator at Rancho Alamitos High School. She joined the district in 1998 and has been teaching at Rancho Alamitos ever since. She's in her 20th year with GGUSD and her 32nd year as a teacher. During her time with our district, Sue also worked at Lincoln Education Center as an adult education teacher and credit recovery teacher. Sue was nominated. Oh, you didn't. Sorry. I got bad information. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so she was nominated for this recognition by a student who said that she always puts students first and is very passionate about helping students achieve a successful future beyond high school. The student shared that Sue stops everything she's doing to listen to students' concerns and regularly finds programs, articles, statistics beyond what's available in the classroom to meet student needs. She comes in early and leaves late with no care in the world except making the school community better for students. The student shared that she was thankful that Mrs. Blanford stayed late to help her identify and apply for athletic scholarships. The student wrote, "I was very thankful. She did it all for me because she cares about me as a student." She said what she enjoys most about her job is working with her amazing students and their families, watching students develop in the AVID program from 9th to 12th grade, and helping to provide students with the information they need to make decisions about their future. She's joined tonight by her family, friends, and Rancho Alameda's principal, Mary Jane Hibbert. Congratulations, Sue.
Another photo opportunity.
Take a couple more pictures.
Yes. For items 5, A and B.
I move to approve item 5, A and B.
I'll second that.
Okay. Item 5A is the annual approval for dates, times, and curriculum for summer programs. And 5B is out-of-district events. In this case, we have the Auto Tech students that I wanted to send out of town at the last board meeting from San Diego High School heading to New York to show some people how to tear down and rebuild engines the April 1st through 4th. And that is the only out-of-district event on tonight's agenda. Any questions or comments on either one of these? Then you can call the vote.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Right, I need a motion for items 6A through H.
I move we approve items 6A through H.
Second the motion.
Okay, 6A is acceptance of the completion of the design build project at the Chapman Headingus Center. Total cost of the district is $99,800, budgeted from general fund. 6B is acceptance of completion of the wide area network installation at Don Wash Auditorium. Total cost of $117,356. Item 6C is acceptance of completion of wide area network installations at various sites, Brookhurst, Northcutt, Riverdale, Simmons, Sunnyside. And I don't see a total on here, a total of approximately $150,000, just over $150,000 on these five projects. And the variance, I assume the variance from project to project is the size of the site and the square footage that needs to be covered by the network. 6D is acceptance of bid number 1706, copy paper for the warehouse stock. 6E is the authorization to participate in California Multiple Awards Schedule for the purchase of information technology products and services. In this case, from Digital Networks Group, Inc. 6F is authorization to the use of Los Angeles Unified School District bid for the purchase of wall fold tables and benches. That bid is in effect from October 1st of, excuse me. The bid is in effect from October 1st of last year through September 30th of this year. And 6G is authorization for the use of two district buses and drivers to participate in the annual Strawberry Festival Parade on May 26th. 6H is purchase orders and checks totaling just over $48 million. Questions or comments on any of those items tonight? Call the vote, please.
Ms. Wynn?
Yes.
Mrs. Rocco?
Aye.
Mr. Wynn?
Aye.
And Mr. Harden?
Aye. Need a motion for item 7.
Move to approve item 7A and B.
Second the motion.
7A is our certificated personnel report. 7B is a classified personnel report. Questions or comments on either one of those items? Let's call the vote.
Mrs. Wynn?
Yes.
Mrs. Rocco?
Aye.
Mr. Wynn?
Aye.
Mr. Harden?
Aye. Brings us to our closing and closing comments from the board, and we'll start with Mr. Gonzalez.
I know that many of our schools participated in different activities on March 14th to show respect and support for the lives lost in a high school in Florida. As students, we know that on the news and on social media, students across the nation were talking about school walkouts. However, at my school and other schools in our district, we know that walking out doesn't solve the problem. Instead, we did a walk-in that was way safer. Something that Rancho did was we had many volunteers have signs of the students, each student or the staff that died, that said, "I am staying silent in memory of," and then we had to stay silent the whole day to show the respect for them. And then we also did the walk-in, which we went out in the field, and our principals and our staff were all there, so it could be a little bit safer than walking out. And we had many people doing speeches.
Okay. Ms. Wynn?
Yes. Thank you for sharing how the students feel about the whole thing and what they've done to take sympathy towards the situation for the other school. And I want to congratulate the staff as well as the students who had the awards tonight. I think it was well-deserved hard work. And also I wanted to thank staff for presenting the disciplinary proceedings. I thought it was very helpful to know that our staff has a way or a system of trying to work with each and every student in our district to promote a more positive behavior and a more positive learning environment for all of the students. And it's not focused on any one particular student, but every action they take is for the whole school district. Thank you.
It was a busy 2 weeks.
Say that again.
Yeah. So I'm going to lump things together. I was able to attend several trainings, one on cultural proficiency with Dr. Lindsay for our TOSAs, which I think is really timely. In a district with our demographics, I think cultural proficiency is really a necessity and something we need to focus on. So 10 education commandments, trainers for our staff, both classified and certificated, that are going to go out there and provide parent ed for our parents and the CAC, the PTA, and support from the third floor. Had the task parent training to help our special needs parents understand the whole process of when their child gets identified and the IEP process that can be very daunting and very intimidating for some parents who know nothing about it. So very important training. We had Roadmap to College that helped our parents and students understand the best route to get to the college of their choice, be it university or private or two-year college. So our district is very busy with trainings of every capacity and every type. We are definitely a learning community. Also, in terms of the arts, congratulations to the students. The art exhibit was amazing, just amazing. And we're very fortunate that we do have value, place of high value on the arts. The other part of the arts that I got to see was our two of our schools that did 101 Dalmatians, Evans and Eisenhower, that did The Lion King. Both are partnerships with Disney that work all year. And it's a community as well event where parents and staff and the students are involved in putting on a production that I would pay money to see. It was amazing. And I took my granddaughter, and she'd say to me, I said, almost over? I said, yeah, why? I don't want it to end. So it not only is great for our students who are part of the performance, but for our students and families who come to see the performance. It really offers a lot. Latinos Unidos Cultural Night was also another awesome celebration of culture and community. And it's good to see our other parents who are not of the Latino culture and their students come and celebrate with us. And so I'd like to see maybe an expansion. Demian mentioned something with maybe special needs parents. Maybe our Korean parents have a special night, or any other of our communities who would like to share with the rest of us all those things in their culture that make them who they are and our community what it is. We had PTA council meeting and DLAC, so lots of parent meetings that aren't just meetings and coming together, but are also informative and training and on opportunity to collaborate with our district as partners, true partners. The Ender's Rodeo was over this last weekend, and another community event that may seem like something that's just for fun, but again, building community builds trust and also brings our families together, that not though they support each other, the kids and the school, and I think is a really big part of our school. So I think that all these things are what make our district what it is, and that when we went to the Orange County Department of Ed for the hearing on the expansion of possibility of expansion of scholarship prep charter school in Garden Grove, we had was it two busloads of parents that went, and I think it's because we have all of these things that pull them into our Garden Grove family that I couldn't have been more proud of the parents and how they express themselves and how professional and courteous and at the same time strong in their convictions about how they felt about having a charter school or how they felt about our district. So it was a great 2 weeks.
Okay. Mr. Wynn?
Well, Terry, you must be the official cheerleader for our district kid. Thank you very much for taking the time to to attend all those events. I could attend only some of them, but what impressed me most was the Los Unidos celebration. It was a very wonderful celebration about the cultures of the teamwork that I saw in the student there. It was how that event getting bigger, it getting more interesting every year. So I at some point, and then I think they need to change the venue because they're going to end up doing a lot more things than they can handle at that location there. And also, I also attend some of the Disney performance. I must say, I'm very impressed, especially they going on many of the school like Monroe or Eisenhower. The Monroe, they go on in the fourth year now. So that means after the first year, they're on their own without a holding hand from Disney anymore. And look at the caliber of the show that they can put up like that. And then I'm very impressed. Yes, I didn't want it to end too because I just wonder, you know, what else they're gonna do next? You know, all those kids running out from all directions and that is that told me the level of the dedication of the teamwork that they had to put into that. And also, and I must say from those schools, especially the kid from such a demographics community, and you know, very sometimes I was growing up did not know what a theater was. I mean, I have no experience what it is and not even seen one, but now they got to participate and doing it from behind the scene, working on the curtain, working on the play, the technique, and the microphone, and all the sound, and all that stuff put into place. And something that I really learned from them by seeing them. So I think that then our kids have the opportunity to expose themselves to that thing, then that must, you know, one day, someday, we can unlock the potential from all those kids who have the opportunity to participate in those events, and then commend the staff and especially the teacher and the principal from those schools who must put up a lot just for that many kids to run around doing to put up a show like that. I mean, I know I have one kid, I have no problem managing them, but now I have that many run around and do that and then do it in very precise, you know, you must see them, you know, they do it in a very precise manner. They dance around thing and it must be very good. I mean, yes, I mean, I think I would be more impressed on seeing them than really seeing the real theater show out there. But then last week, I got a chance to witness a staff from the art office, performing arts office, to put up a show, the First Impression Art exhibit there. I must say that our kid has been more amazing every year. They keep growing, they keep increasing the caliber that of the artwork that they put together. I had a chance to kind of talk to some of the community members, the community artists who participate in the judging of the work and who saw the work from behind the scene, and they keep telling me that they're very amazed at the type of education program that we have here. And they themselves, they can attest that they have no such art education even in Vietnam. Both 75, before 75, and after 75. Now the our children have such a wonderful opportunity to take part in that. Not only that those professional artists now, they now realize that a student has gone far beyond what they can imagine, what they can see. They have been doing a lot of things that many of the artists in that community don't think that a kid can do that. And they saw the work and they see the level, the quality of the work that our students put together. But as usual, I always complain that somehow we need to kind of put more exposure of the artwork we have. We should have somehow have more of the display in our community so that many parents, students, and especially community members can have more time to access to that And that's only, it's just we, our staff put up a lot of work into that, and but we can show it only 1 or 2 days. And I don't know how we can look for a way to do that. I really wish that we can do more to help our students. I came back on Monday. I saw we had some at many hours. I mean, the staff told me that the student from Gandro walked over in Grove to fill up the room, the exhibit room there. And they're very happy to see that. I think the student from Gandro are very lucky because they're located right next to it. I wonder what happened to many students from other south. So we need to look for a way to see how other students from other schools will have some sort of similar opportunity to witness the kind of artwork we have into that exhibit room there. So that is one thing, even though that I'm really impressed and amazed at the work of our staff and our students, but I implore our staff to district to look for a way to get more exposure of the work we have, our students have, to the community, to the parent, especially the parent. If they really have a chance to see that, they must be amazed at the type of thing that their children can do in school. I can see that many parents do not see the type of thing that their children are capable of, which is something I'd like to see more the support, appreciation from the parent if they have a chance to see the type of artwork that their children can produce. That's all.
Thanks. I thought I'd been busy the last 2 weeks until I heard Terry.
I'm retired, though.
Yeah. All right. So a couple of highlights. It was great to be 2 nights after our last meeting to be at Heritage Elementary and to be there for the public announcement of our partnership with Code to the Future and the Heritage Elementary Computer Science Immersion Academy. You know, it's one of those things that you know, I've been up here for a while. And look back and, you know, well, what did you accomplish? This one's going to be a game changer for the kids and the families. And by the way, Abby, shout out. Nice. Very nice. This is going to be a game changer for that community. And if it works out as well as I expect it to, given the quality of people who have put this together and who are running this program for us, then it's going to become a game changer in some other communities, some other neighborhoods as well. And so, you know, whether I'm here another 8 months or another 8 years, I can look back and say, like, I had a part in this, because it really is going to change some kids' lives. It really is. It's going to provide some opportunities to kids that they wouldn't have had otherwise. And so for everybody involved in putting that together, thank you. Thank you for listening to the crazy board member who came back from the convention with this crazy idea. And the ask was, you know, I saw this thing that looked really cool. Tell me if it, go take a look at it and tell me if it's really cool or if that was just good marketing. Because I don't know the difference sometimes. So thank you to everybody who was involved in that process and in making that happen. And I look forward to being a part of what's going on there, you know, for years to come. Regardless of what happens to this seat and whether I'm back for another 4 years or not, that'll be up to the community. But I will be keeping an eye on this for a while. So that was number one. Number two, Latinos Unidos. I wish we had more events like that to really celebrate the diversity, the diverse cultures that make up our community. It was a great event. It's the first time in many years that I've been out on a dance floor. Those of you who had the misfortune of witnessing that understand why it's been many years. And I'm glad to report that I was able to walk again on Monday. So
a great, you know, I joke about it, it's a great program. It was a lot of fun for us being there. The food was good. The performances by the kids were good. The performance by one of our board members was inspiring. And a great night for everybody who was there. And then finally, you know, business trip was kind of thrown in the middle there, but I got back in time to attend the art show on Saturday. And, you know, we've made a priority over the years. As the state's gone through, in my time here, or at least Orange County's gone through a couple of pretty deep fiscal crises, we've made it a priority to keep those programs funded. And you see the result of that every year. Well, you see it when you walk on the campuses, but you see it every year at the First Impressions show, and the mixture of traditional art and experimentation with new mediums or media or whatever the right term is. I am so glad that we've been able to keep those programs funded, and to see the level of talent from some of those students again is pretty inspirational. So it's been a good couple of weeks, and we're into that season now where we go spend a lot of time at a lot of events on a lot of different school sites. So I think Terry will be running full speed for the next few weeks, and the rest of us will get to as many events as we can. Speaking of events, the board has a couple of events coming up. April 17th, we'll be in closed session at 5 p.m., session on budget related to negotiations. And then at 7 p.m. we'll be back here in the boardroom for our regular meeting. And then on May 1st, we will be here again at 7 p.m. That evening, we have no closed session and no workshops planned. I don't know how that happened, but I'm going to hold you to that. So we'll be back here on on April 17th and then May 1st, 7 p.m. in the boardroom. So with that, the meeting's adjourned. Have a good evening.